It's just amazing to me how many dads and moms are just not falling apart, even though lots of them are, but just at a loss.
Family man, yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, greetings from Harvey Cedars Bible Conference here in Long Beach Island, New Jersey. So it's a beautiful day. I'm looking out over the bay. I see my sons with their friend McCoy standing out on the pier. The seagulls are flying. The sun is shining. It just all looks very, very beautiful. All that to say, my back is sore. So it's kind of like put a cloud over the whole time we've been here. We got here on Monday. We started driving on Sunday. Sunday morning, I told my wife, because I had been working on a project with one of my boys. They'd asked to help. And on Saturday, and I said, I just can't go to church. I've got to get the trailer loaded or we're not going to be able to leave in time. So everybody went to church except me. And apparently God punished me, or at least I was loading up the trailer and I was picking up something that wasn't really heavy. And I was taking it in the trailer where I had to kind of bend down and I felt this little, and I'm like, oh, crud, you know, because I've felt that before and you felt it too, or you're just
that's
like,
that's no fun.
And you know immediately that this was not just like a strain. This was just like, well, it is a strain, but, and it feels a little better today, but it has kind of puts an edge on me. So I'm not as footloose and fancy free as I normally would be. And I think it kind of affects my whole family too. So. You know, so we're trudging through, but we still are able to enjoy the time here. We've met a lot of neat people and we've been able to enjoy the beach. So that's fun. But as you're listening to this on Thursday, if you would remember to pray for me, I'd sure appreciate it. Hey, while I'm thinking about it, I'm going to ask you a question, Scott. Our listener and guest, Jeremy Nunez, the comedian. Remember, he was a comedian slash professional wrestler slash mayor slash
wasn't he mayor somewhere?
Yes, he was a mayor, and he just had a hernia operation in four places fixed like 2 days ago, and he said there was like a 11% mortality rate, but he made it through and he's in a lot of pain. So if we could remember to pray for Jeremy. In fact, Scott, why don't you just do that right now, and then the guys can pray later as he recovers as well.
We'll do. Lord Jesus, we just covet your healing for all of our aches and pains, and I pray for Jeremy that you would pour out your healing on him and give him the strength and the peace that he needs and provide for him as he recovers, Lord. I pray for Todd that you would heal his back as well. And I got to be honest, Lord, for all of us, as we hit the aches and pains age, we need your healing all the time, it feels like. So we love you and we praise you and we ask that you would pour your spirit out on us and pour your healing out on us as well, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know, even as you said that, Scott, the aches and pains age, you know, I think this is where we dads, we can cross into that grumpy old men category.
Yep.
Because I think you get those aches and pains and it's easy to focus on yourself and not feel as great as you did. And yet, you know, I think somehow we owe it to our families not to be a bundle of fun even when we have some aches, but maybe to be honest about it. Because I think sometimes I tend to go, I'm fine. What's wrong, Dad? Nothing. You know, and if I would just say, you know, my back hurts and I just don't feel 100% here, and it makes me feel grumpy. I think they can kind of deal with that, but I don't think they like that. You know, everything's fine kind of dad. So.
And then you chew their head off.
Oh, yeah. You know, because that's what we do.
That's what I do.
I know. We are crummy. But, well, hey, you had a hard week. Well, tell us what happened.
It was a big week. We had we helped my nephew move, which wasn't a big deal, but then we helped my daughter move, she and her husband, and that was a big move for them. It was a big move for me, too. I haven't done that in a long time, and there was a lot of stuff for a couple who'd only been married a year.
Right.
And I ended up driving the U-Haul up for a couple hours. That was fun. Those things are really a joy to drive. But anyway, we got them moved in their new place. And, you know, that was, it's exciting. He's starting his first new job as a lawyer. He's clerking for a federal judge up in Northern Ohio. So they're excited, but you know, it's further away from us and from his family too. And so
where are they? What town are they in?
Medina, Ohio.
Medina, Ohio.
Yeah. So that was Tuesday. We did that. And my wife and I are kind of on different pages. That's been part of the fun of this week is she feels like something is just dying in her life and it'll never be good again, kind of. Now she'll get over that because she's peppier and bubblier than I am. Mm-hmm. But I feel more of a sense of accomplishment with all of this because, like, later in the week on Friday, we took my son to college, and that was where she really was like, I just need to get through this and then I can fall apart. And I'm like, honey, it's great. We made it. We did a good job. He's a good guy. We're going to, you know, but it was sad too. You know, I didn't fall apart like I did with my daughter when we dropped her off at college, whenever that was, but there were a few tears here and there, but you know, he's at a great place. He's at Cedarville University and, he's already texting us, telling us about revival going on the campus. Cause they have this big like Bible conference right before classes start and all kinds of cool stuff happening. So
that's neat.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, we're keeping in touch with them every day. So it's not like when we went to college and, you know, even though I was only 45 minutes away from home when I went to college, it was a long distance phone call. So we didn't even call, you know, like, it's like, well, see ya. Right. Now it's like we're FaceTiming every day and
see you at Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's really cool. And we were up there Friday and then we were there Saturday for some stuff because he forgot some stuff and there was things going on. And then we were there Sunday for their, you know, beginning of the year chapel service where the president of the university gave his, you know, big opening sermon and all that. So it's cool, man. I'm excited for him. It's still college. You know, I still kind of look at it like, you know, yeah, you're going to have a crazy professor and you're going to call us mad about something, but you know, it seems good so far. Right. So we'll see.
Well, and so is she doing okay now?
Yeah, she's good. It's been quite a summer for her, you know, and like yesterday she went with her dad and a couple of the kids went with them to the gravesite for her stepmom and had a little picnic there because it would have been her stepmom's birthday. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's been a lot of emotions this week. So.
And it's a lot of emotion, yeah. But that's what dads do. That's what dads do.
Yep.
Husbands, you know, and that's hard. I mean, I think it is hard too, when you kind of like you approach something totally different. You know, you think one way and she thinks another and you're trying to be peppy and it looks as you're insensitive and it just causes extra stress.
And actually, if you want, I could share a little bit of that email I sent you.
Right.
I tried to pretend I was just, you know, one of the guys who reads your newsletter, like, which I do anyway. So I am one of those
dear
guys.
Todd.
Yeah. So I wrote you, Dear Todd. And actually I started writing that the morning we were going to leave to take him, just so I'd get my thoughts down. Cause it just felt like I needed to, you know? And so I sent you a little email. I said, Dear Todd, I dropped my son off at college on Friday. I couldn't be more proud of this young man. Approaching this day, though, my wife and I have very different emotions. It seems to be easier for me to let go and be excited for his future. Yes, I'm sad about the end of a season, being his childhood, but my wife feels an overwhelming sense of loss, and it occurs to me that this may stem from the beginning of parenting. From the moment of conception, mom starts to change. She feels it, and quickly she understands that the child inside her depends upon her for life. She goes through so much through pregnancy and birth that, like, her life and the child's life are intertwined. And as the dad, it's pretty easy to almost feel like a spectator. So even after the birth, we dads are in a support role, kind of, like, provide and protect. That's our job. Somewhere along the way, we learn that it's our job to help this boy become a man, and only a father can do that. So about 2 minutes after I realized this was my job, I fell on my knees and asked God for help, because I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that myself. So, like I said before, as I drop my son off at college, I'm overwhelmed with gratitude. I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, but raising my son wasn't one of them. And as I've wiped away the tears, I feel different than my wife does. She feels a profound loss, as if some part of her is dying. And I feel a profound sense of accomplishment and gratitude for the part I have played in helping God make a man out of this boy. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's how I felt.
It makes total sense. And I think, you know, the hard part in that for me is then comforting my wife, because what I want to do is give all the reasons you just gave. You know, I'm going to give all the reasons why she shouldn't feel those things, you know? And I think your understanding of why she does feel those things, or validating that, I think is way more important. I wish I did that better.
Well, it sounds good in the email. I'm not sure I'd do it real well. But
you know, that is so true. Because it didn't happen this time, but I've been speaking, you know, at this camp. And, you know, it's so easy to talk about all those things that we should be and how great kids are. And then I didn't do it last night, but I have in the past, where, you know, I finish speaking and then I come and I get my kids into tears by, you know, 15 minutes afterwards, just because I was harsh and mean and or said something to my wife. And it's just, it is hard. Family's just hard. But man, just like you said, there is that profound fullness of the way it is. I mean, of family at the same time, even when it is hard.
That's why no one invites me to speak at those things. I would probably do that.
Well, I do. So, but nobody knows it except your own family.
They'd know it if I was doing it.
You wouldn't wait till after you were finished. You would do it right then.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, you know, and one of the cool things I think about being in a place like this is just how you come here and you don't know anybody. I mean, I know a few people, but not very many. And, you know, so everybody's like, you pass in the hallways and they give you the little nod, like, hi, hi, hi. And then as you speak, they begin to identify with you. And as you share your stories, and then they come up and they share theirs. And it's just amazing to me how many dads and moms are just not falling apart, even though lots of them are, but just at a loss, you know, that they have broken relationships and they don't know what to do. And, you know, they tell their stories, and some of their stories are like amazing stories. You think, wow, all that happened to you in the last year.
Yeah.
But there's some kind of camaraderie knowing that we're all in the same boat together. Cause you know, when you're looking at each other, you think, oh, look at that. They're holding hands the entire time. They probably, you know, they seem like they got it, or their kids seem so well behaved, or, you know, and what you see is not accurate. And I just think that's comforting to me somehow. You know, I don't know why, but it is. But oh, and even totally. even your story of just, you know, going to college and feeling those things and makes me thankful to be on the team. I just got an email from a mom who said her husband died, who was a family man, you know, died just recently. And he was a big fan of the You to Dad daily calendar, and she wanted to get an ad in the calendar. And I was just struck by, again, you know, he had all the issues that we have and how that can all disappear so quickly. So anyway, are you still there, Scott?
I drift off into thought and then I forget we're still recording. So,
well, I just, again, I just feel a little on edge or off edge or something, not on my game, just because of my back. And, you know, and here's the weird, stupid thing. I'm afraid to say anything in front of everybody because I just know that, like, all these ladies are going to come up to me with essential oils, or they're going to have, you know, what worked for me, or there's going to be, you know, I don't know. So I'm trying to
get four guys and lay you down on the floor and like pull you like drawing and quartering kind of thing. You know, everybody grab a limb and pull and we'll see if it pops your back into place.
Point me with oil. And so it's just easier to just to be silent, which should be kind of an encouragement to us. So when people tell us they're, if we can just say, oh, I bet that's hard, I'll pray for you.
Yes.
So I don't know. And I feel like I got a ton to do. So it's kind of hard. And this is like forced relaxation time, which is everybody needs that every once in a while. But I feel like, oh man, I need to get home and I need to work on this. And I haven't done this lately, you know, and I got to get this and all these things. It's just on me.
And don't defame your pain by calling it forced relaxation. I get the idea, but that's not fair, man, because there's nothing relaxing about back pain. You're sitting there not doing anything, and like even sitting is painful. It's not well, relaxing. You. Yeah, you have my permission to not call that relaxation.
Okay. But you know, and my kids are, and my two boys are here. They're just so concerned. Like, hey guys, can you run over to the trailer and get all our beach chairs? Hey, where'd you guys go? You know, like. I'll go get it. Hey, don't worry about it.
Yeah. You know,
I look like this crooked old man walking across the thing, pushing a beach stroller piled high with chairs and towels and all the other junk.
Yep.
So anyway,
I'll hang in there.
Yeah. So do you got any end of the summer plans, Scott? Anything that you'd still like to do?
Dude, we've done it all, man. I'm on top of all of this. My wife woke up, I guess, after dropping Luke off at school and decided it was time to purge all the junk that's in the house that, you know, has accumulated over the last 20 years.
Right.
So she's now like knee deep in papers and clothes and books and all kinds of stuff. She's trying to reorganize everything. And I'm like, oh, sweet. So our house is just a disaster at this point. So
have you guys started school yet? Homeschooling?
I think part of the agreement was that with the two kids that are still here, that their co-op starts this Wednesday. But Jen was like, we're going to wait till after Labor Day if you agree to help reorganize the house. Like, awesome.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I'm just not ready to end this thing yet.
Yeah.
It's summer. And so I'm still kind of. Debbie has said she was going to start like a week or two ago. And I just kind of held my breath and she didn't because she just had other things that she had to get done. So we haven't started. I'm going to assume after Labor Day, our homeschool co-op starts up again. And so I'm doing gym again in a new facility, newer. It's a church facility. My wife visited the gym and said, it's kind of small. So got to figure that one out.
I did have a moment of relief after dropping Luke off at school. This really was terrible for him because we dropped him off Friday and literally Saturday morning he had to take a math exam to find out exactly which math class he should be in.
Yeah.
And since he's doing economics and finance for his majors, you know, he has to take a math class. And and he liked to not do math growing up. So
was it like Kung Fu Panda moment where there is no level zero? There is now level zero.
I was afraid it was going to be that, but we talked to his dean or professor or whatever, who said, oh, it's okay. Calculus isn't quite the same as everything else, and, you know, we'll figure it out. And he did test well enough that he's in pre-calc, so he doesn't have to take, like, you know, remedial math to begin with. It's really good. I probably shouldn't be saying that publicly, but anyway.
I took my freshman year at Purdue, I took advanced calculus and I couldn't even solve a fraction multiplication now. I just don't know how it works. I know you're supposed to flip one of them over. I don't know if that's in division or I don't know. But yeah. And I just faked my way through. I know I did. I just never did any of what was happening.
That's the good thing for Luke. He sounds really smart no matter what, so he'll be fine.
Oh, man, can you remember those first days of being at college? You know, just that feeling of everything was new. I mean, I can almost smell it. I can almost feel it.
I was going through all of that as we dropped him off, and I'm like, oh, it's so funny because, you know, I went to Miami, which is State University, and I lucked out somehow and got the one single dorm room on my, on our hall.
The coveted single room.
Yeah, which, you know, was a little weird, but as the year went on, I was pretty glad to have it. But that first night, I laid down in my bed and stared up at the ceiling and just thought, wow, I guess childhood is over. And I remember thinking that, like, it was a pretty heavy moment. I didn't, like, burst into tears or anything, but it definitely was like, yeah, I mean, I'll go home to visit, but this is, you know, this is pretty much
gravy train is over.
Yeah. And I think Luke had a little of that, even though he has a roommate, but I think he had some of that feeling, you know, too. But that lasted about a minute, and then he was like, I'm good. Let's party.
It's amazing how those things just kind of stick in your head. I was at this camp, and, I mean, we've come into this camp, I don't know, at least I'd say 7 times, 8 times maybe. And over the course of 15-plus years, maybe even a little longer, because I'm just trying to remember. But I remember our first time here, and we were in one of these rooms, like a hotel-style room, not quite as fancy. And it was our first moment, you know, and looking out the window in the morning, and my sons were watching them play Gaga Ball or Octoball or whatever they call it, something else too, you know, and just watching them play as little kids. And last night I went and sat on at the playground where there are these little kids playing. It's kind of off to the side. I probably look like one of those creepy guys, like, has no kids, but why is he at the playground? Mm-hmm. You know? And, hey, little kid, you want candy? But I just had that lump in the throat as I texted one of my sons. I said, man, I wish you were here. You always make it so much more fun. You know, I love you, that kind of thing. And just thinking, how did it go so fast that we used to come here with all these little kids, and now I'm down to my last two, and they're old kids, you know, on their own, kind of, and they meet up with us every once in a while, but it goes by super, super quickly. And I, maybe just a reminder to you dads whose kids are still little. I know sometimes you longingly look at those, because I remember kind of you did, Scott. You'd say, I can't wait till, you know, he goes to college, or can't wait till,
yeah,
you know. But when it happens, it is a sense of accomplishment, yes, and this is what. Yes, but I think that the loss to me is how you can't reopen that chapter again, or maybe you view it as a Andy Griffith rerun. You know, it was there in your head, but that was a long time ago. So, dads, if you're, you know, again, if you're surrounded by little kids, thinking you're always going to be in that stage, you're not. Because I see them here at the camp. I see these dads, you know, with their 3 or 4 little kids, and they're walking around numb, you know, as one of them throws up on his shoulder, you know, and you think that, oh man, this is not relaxation. This is not fun. But it's not very long before that little baby that was spitting up on your shoulder just is, you're taking him to college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's different. And I made the mistake of trying to suggest to my wife that, you know, there are good things coming. We'll be grandparents soon and, you know, that kind of stuff. And she was like, I don't want to be a grandparent. I don't want this to end. I don't feel any accomplishment.
You should have used that line. Aren't I worth 7 sons to you?
I don't think that would work, man. And she'd just be like, no.
You still got me, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I think we're about done with all this cheery conversation. Yeah. Thanks for listening, Dad. I'm gonna guess that in a week I'll feel all hunky dory and we'll have more stuff to talk about it being a dad. Oh man, I just almost felt like Mr. Rogers when he was closing out the show. We'll have more to talk about. but maybe you're in that stage where maybe you took a kid to college, because I know that I saw on Facebook there were lots of posts of kids' first days at college and dropping them off. And I know that maybe some of you are feeling what Scott felt, or some of you are feeling what Scott's wife felt. And, you know, remember, you're on this team, Team Dad, and don't give up. Keep loving your kid. Text them. You know, they may not text right back, or they may not call you right back, but they still love getting that message, you know, that they're going to be okay, that you're proud of them, that you love being their dad. So have a great week. Enjoy this last 2 weeks of August, and do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.